KSKA DJ Marvell Johnson was killed this week by his foster son, but state officials with the foster care system stress that events like this are extremely rare, and they have systems in place to keep foster parents and children safe. Director of Juvenile Justice Karen Forrest says they work with both families and young people before placing a child in a home.
They get an opportunity to review the entire file of the youth, and they also spend time with the youth and interview that young person. And so there's lots of discussion to determine whether or not it's a good match.
Christy Lawton is the director of the Office of Children's Services. She says foster parents are trained to work with young people who have experienced trauma and may act out. She says OCS provides a support network, including court-appointed advocates. Lawton says the benefits of being a foster parent far outweigh the risks.
You're taking in, you know, often very vulnerable children and youth who've been through indescribable pain and trauma in many cases. So to be able to be a good shepherd to them and to mentor and to provide the kind of structure and nurturance that they may have never experienced before, I can't think of anything more rewarding than to be able to fill that role.
Marvell Johnson was a foster parent for more than 15 years and helped hundreds of youth. Lawton says they are reaching out to the foster care community to help them through this loss. The agencies say only two other incidents of violence against foster parents have been reported in the last two decades. There are about 2,200 kids in foster care in Alaska.